Welcome to the after show with no music yet. All right.
None.
And no announcer saying, Tony, hey, it's the after show.
We said you need to ask for it to get done. Have you asked?
No. Nope. Because
he always tells me to ask. Nikki.
This is what my mom has learned with men, okay? We need to write a to-do list for him.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get a little piece of paper and let's put it up on the fridge.
Sticky notes right here.
And he can cross
Sticky
them
notes.
Off once
right
he gets them done.
Okay. Tony.
All right, fine.
Send an email.
So that means I have to talk to somebody who's
well,
in, like, in management,
an email.
And
You're
I don't want to do that.
Phone calling anyone, okay?
Fine.
Man, they're
fine.
So difficult.
All right, fine.
Right. Everything's a process.
All right. I promised you that I would tell you about something cool that's on Mars right now. A piece of the Wright Brothers airplane is on the helicopter that is on the Mars rover right now.
It is so cool. How cool that they even thought of this.
Well, you know what? It's not the first time, because a piece of it went to the moon with Neil Armstrong as well.
Really?
So, yes. And I think that's cool. And also, a piece of it went up with John Glenn when he went on the space shuttle.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he's from Ohio, and so are the Wright Brothers. So, yeah, but that's pretty cool that from a quarter-mile flight, which is all the Wright Brothers were able to do, okay?
They did it
four times. They took turns. Orville and Wilbur took turns, okay? And they managed a quarter-mile flight, and now they're on Mars. So that's just fantastic. That's just fantastic. So you'd mentioned, we were talking earlier, that on the show tomorrow, Thursday, with Joan Lincoln, she's going to be talking about graphic tees. And you had a favorite one, Nikki, you said was what?
I'd rather be in Rochester. It's got it.
Okay. That was the slogan from the Chamber of Commerce. All right. And they had posters and billboards all over the place. And then we had a water pollution problem with gypsy moths.
What,
okay,
before,
I remember.
This was before Flint. We had our own water
yes,
issues.
Yes. This was 1987, I want to say. 86, 87. And there was a problem, and I don't remember the whole story, but something to do with gypsy moths in our water supply, and they were making the water bad, you know, something like that, right? So it was still drinkable and everything, and you know, but I think he had to boil it or something. So I made up a T-shirt with I had somebody draw up the skyline of Rochester, and then with water waves in front of it, okay? And I said, Rochester, it's got it. And on the bottom, I said, it's in the water. And so I talked about it on the air. And at the time, the Chamber of Commerce president, Tom Mooney, great guy, called up, ordered 100 of them. All right. And I was basically making fun of the Rochester slogan, but he got it. Okay. He was part of the gag. And we sold the T-shirts to him, and then we gave the money to the charity. So the newspaper picked up on it, and there was a, you know, picture of me with this T-shirt, and I think one of the TV stations may have picked up on it, too. I had them printed. I came up with the idea on the morning show, had them printed by that afternoon, which is amazing.
Oh, my gosh, Tony.
Okay? I mean, I busted my butt. And
you
got
young
this
entrepreneur, you.
Exactly. It was so much fun. And, you know, it got a lot of publicity. And then years later, when they redid the can of worms, were you living here when we had the can of worms, Nikki?
Well, I still call it the can of worms.
Right. People still. So, but they spent like a year getting rid of the can of worms. And so I came up with another T-shirt saying, Rochester, it's uncanny.
Oh, my gosh, Tony. So while you're talking about this, mm-hmm. I'm Googling, you know, I'd rather be in Rochester. It's got mm-hmm. it. And, you know, it has the whole story about the Chamber of Commerce. But then they created this alien, uses the acronym IRBIR.
Wow.
He was a little alien who said, I'd rather be in Rochester.
Well, the thing is, I'm looking at you just text me the picture. I've never seen this before.
This is pre-ET, by the way.
Yeah.
1980.
Wow. That's something, because I don't remember that thing, because it obviously didn't work well.
We need to bring our beer back.
Our beer back. Okay.
Oh,
well, yeah.
He's so cute.
If I had a picture of the T-shirt, I'd send it to you. Actually, the funny thing is, my son actually has the T-shirt now in New York City. He found it down in the basement.
No.
And he took it. He has it in New York City.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was a cute story. It was a lot of fun. It was like when I did the thing when I did a bit about, got to be almost 20 years ago now, I did a bit called Keep Henrietta Beautiful. Because I was driving back from the lake one day from Canisius, and I saw the sign, you know, Keep Henrietta Beautiful, and I just sort of chuckled. So I wrote a song, but in the song I you know, I produced the music and everything, and I made fun of every town that we have. Okay, you make fun of, you know, you got to be an equal opportunity offender. So I made fun of all the towns, and then of course I came back to keep Henrietta beautiful. And so the town supervisor at the time, I think his name was Breeze, he got real pissed off and he got all huffy and it made it to the newspaper and stuff. And then one of the town legislators called me up. She was also a professor at one of the colleges. And she got it. She, you know, she went with a joke, of course. She got, you know, she got the bit. And we had fun with her on the air. But it was fun because, you know, it was fun to write the song, produce it. And it was like in a Broadway tune type of thing.
Oh,
it was
goodness.
Just a great thing.
I have it simpler. Who came up with Webster's slogan?
Oh, where life is worth
yes.
living? Yes. Yeah.
Who's
yeah,
the winner for that one?
Right.
I don't know. That's a great.
I'm sending you guys historical photos. I just found that guy, yeah. Thomas Mooney, with the campaign. I'd rather be in Rochester.
Yeah.
Check it out. I just texted it to
that's
you.
That's cute.
Yeah, he was a good guy, Tom Mooney. He was a really nice
good
guy.
Good looking guy, too. My goodness.
Yeah, he was one of those. He was terrific. He was just, you know, the guy you want to be in charge of the Chamber of Commerce, you know?
Right.
And right out there. So that was many
cool.
moons ago.
Many moons ago. Along with Erber.
And I have some good news for you. I told Christy this early Wednesday morning. The grape nuts shortage is over, people. We can relax now.
Grape nuts like the cereal?
Yes. Did you know there was a shortage?
No.
No. You know why? Because nobody knows. Nobody cares. Because, first of all, I mean, I actually love grape nuts.
I like grape nut flakes. That was one of my favorites growing up.
There you go. Yeah. But you have to put sugar on grape nuts.
Otherwise,
it tastes. Because otherwise, it's just like chewed up number two pencils.
We put equal. My mom's thing was that equal, the sugar substitute.
Or as I call it, cancer-causing sugar. Okay.
Right, right. Exactly. We're still here, Tony.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know. I think they have a lot of preservatives in them, so that's why. You know? It's like all those things, those fake creams. You know, those powdered creamers that you put in coffee. Oh, nothing it. First of all, it does not taste like cream.
I wouldn't know. I'm not a coffee drinker. I don't know.
I'm not either. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, it's a good thing you're not, Nikki. So.
Christy.
Yes.
You there?
Yes. Why?
Oh, I didn't know if you were going to talk.
Oh, well, I was just reading this thing, and I had a tendency to do that. I zone out when I read, and you guys are talking.
I knew you must be doing something. I was like,
60% of kids under the age of 8 now say their parents are their best friends after spending so much time in lockdown together.
Aww.
I saw that article this morning, and I thought
so
of you, Christy.
So cute. Yes, because Jason and Nate are like BFFs now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's so sweet.
Yes. Yeah. My sister and her daughter, too, and she's older. She's 14. You know, Nate's 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my niece is going to be 15 soon. Mm. Like, where does the time go? These kids just grow up.
They just keep growing on us, I know.
So
it's crazy.
Fast.
Also, kids are cleaning more, believe
yes,
it or not.
Yes, they are,
which
Tony.
Which is kind of cool. I'd have never figured that in a million years.
Me either.
So. And listen to this. So you guys know I'm engaged now, and so we're figuring out, you know, when we're going to get married and when I'll move down to Livingston County. And Shane has his boys do all sorts of chores. He doesn't mess around. Like, if we need wood for the wood-burning fireplace, he's like, boys, go get the wood.
Well, it's a little house on the prairie out there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want heat, if you want to be warm, better go get that wood. But I love this.
So just think, you're going to be Laura Ingalls.
Well, yes. Laura Ingalls Wilder. It's totally me.
No, it's not.
Yeah, right.
It's so not you.
She's choking
you
on her own
words. You can only fake this for so long. Eventually, you're going to get married. He's going to see that's not you.
Oh, I totally fit in down there, though.
Do
people
you really?
Don't realize it. Yeah, I grew up camping, everything. So,
see, I don't fit in with Jason
poor Christy.
Sometimes.
I have a lot of friends like you who can't hack it. But with the boys cleaning, my cat is coming with me, of course. You know,
they going to do the litter box?
That's what he said. I said, honey, you know, where do we want to put the litter boxes? And, you know, trying to figure out logistics, things like that. You know, you got to think about it. And then I was like, you know, I want to put it somewhere where it's easy to clean. He's like, who cares? We'll make the boys do it.
You're not really going to do that, are you?
I was like, why not, Christy? I hate
because
scooping
that
the poop.
Is terrible.
Scooping the poop is no
Those
fun.
Those kids are going to like you then. They'll be like, oh, she came in with cat making us clean the litter box.
Here comes stepmom.
Mean
if you're
stepmom.
Living under my roof, you're scooping the poop.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
There you go.
Meanwhile, Nate, like, barely lifts a finger.
and that's
a problem,
Christy.
No, it's not. It's totally normal. No, it is a problem.
He needs to learn how to do things for himself.
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. We have talked about this. I am working on taking steps to let him do things on his own, and he has been making more decisions and doing things. Mm. I mean, it's hard. It's a work in progress because I'm very controlling. Mm-hmm. So I have worked on it, and Jason even said, I joke around. He does things on his own.
Barely.
Right.
Yeah. He plays his own video games.
Experience. Listen, my mom, I got babied too. I'm the baby of the family. Mm-hmm. Mom was doing my laundry, folding my clothes through high school. You know, I'm 18 years old and Mama's doing my laundry.
Oh, believe me. I'm right there with you, kid.
I go off to college. I didn't know how to do laundry.
You don't
laundry.
Know what to do. See, I was the opposite. I knew how to do everything because I did everything because I lived with my dad. And now my mom's back living with me, and now she's doing my laundry. And I'm like, I kind of like it.
That's good. It's funny you should mention that because when I was a kid growing up, I'd get up to go to school. I'd go have breakfast. And by the time I had breakfast, I'd go back in my room. My bed was made.
Yes.
Wow.
I was like, really? Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
Tony, you
it's
were
like,
babied too.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So then I get, you know, when I'm on my own, I go walk in my room the first day, and I go, something's not right here. What is it?
The bed.
That bed's not
made. The crumbly sheets. He probably doesn't even know how to make a bed properly.
My mom is doing that, too. When I get home, the beds are all made.
Oh, my God.
I'm loving it.
Well, nobody taught me, but I figured it out for myself because it isn't rocket science.
No, it's not.
He had to watch a YouTube video, guys.
Yeah, back then. Yeah, right.
But that does explain a lot because Tony doesn't know how to do a lot of those manly things, right? And you have to call people?
No, you're mistaken there. I know how to do them. I don't want to do them.
So you're smarter than the average man.
Exactly. Okay? I found out it's easier to push 7 buttons on a phone than it is to get a hammer and a saw and a chisel and a rake and a hoe and a garden hose. That's just way easier.
So you do know how to do all those things.
You even know
the names of them. I didn't know you knew that.
Yes, I just don't do them. And I did them years ago. I did them years ago, okay? If you'd done me like 30 years ago, I would have been, I painted all my houses. I did wallpaper. But no, you get to a certain point, you say, screw this.
I'm done with it.
Right. And then a lot of the stuff, it was either I can do the work outside, the hard work outside, but then, so I save money, but then I spend it at the chiropractor.
Mm.
And there's no reason for that.
He's that years old.
Yes. Exactly.
No. I was just talking to an engineer here at Channel 10, and I was like, why am I always grunting when I get up or sit down?
Because you're 40.
I'm like, ugh.
Yep.
Or I sit down, and I'm like,
why
am I doing this? It's not that difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing it constantly.
It's a sound that just comes out when you hit your 40th birthday.
It's weird.
It's all it is. And it's funny because you know what? Years ago, remember, you guys don't remember who Gabe Kaplan is? Welcome back, Cotter. He was a stand-up comic.
I know who
comic.
That is, yeah.
Okay. He was a stand-up comic before he
had
was
the
TV
teacher,
show.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Kata.
He was a stand-up comic, okay? And that was one of his bits, because when he turned 40, he did, and this was like probably 1972 or something.
So we've been doing this for decades.
And I remember that bit, okay? And I do, every time I get up, I do it.
Why are we doing it?
It's just a thing that happens.
It becomes a habit.
Well, this just started. I didn't used to do this.
Right. What was that commercial on, I forgot which, Progressive can't keep you from becoming your parents? They do that bit with a 40-year-old guy getting up and making the noise, and the guy says, did you hear that? Yeah, I heard it. Okay.
It's so true.
It's just a thing. I promised you a Tony tip.
All right,
and I don't
Tony
know,
tip.
I just read, I don't know if this works, but I read it, and I'm afraid to say it because I have my phone with me. But if you find somebody's iPhone, and you don't know whose it is, and you can't get into it, of course, it says, and again, I don't want to do this because it says, hey, Siri, call mom. And then when mom answers, you say, we found this iPhone, call your daughter, your son.
Will it do that even if it's locked?
I don't know, and I don't want to do it because my phone's locked right now, and I don't want to call my mother right now. So I'm not going to say it loud.
Hello. But... Good morning.
Good morning. So I don't want to say that right now. By the way, my mom turns 101 on May 7th.
Oh, my goodness.
So she will be officially the official elder of Warm 101.3.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Will you be able to have a party this year?
No, not as of yet. We can get in to her apartment, and I will be doing that shortly. So, but you have to make an appointment. You only stay an hour. So, no, I don't think we can do a big. Last year we did a big party outdoors, and it was freezing cold. So we'll see what happens this year. But
anything from Mama.
Yeah. I would love to one of these days do the show from there, but it would be so difficult.
Tony.
Because none of them can hear, you know? I mean,
what did you say?
That's it.
What?
All right, kids, that wraps up the after show. Keep it, you know, just listen to us on Warm 101.3 and go to warm1013.com and share this with your Facebook and Insta and Twitter friends and all
what?
That stuff. What? What's a Twitter friend? All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.